Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of yoga, shamanic Reiki, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Philp, and I'm here to share yoga and other practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our earth. Welcome to your extraordinary life. You'll find past episodes on myshamaniclife.com and a link to Patreon. When you sponsor this podcast on Patreon, you're supporting the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured wild turtles by contributing towards needed supplies and equipment. Visit the new and still evolving dancingturtlewildlife.com to learn more about wildlife rehabilitation, pet turtle rescues, educational programs, advocacy, and the locally infamous turtle bus. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Be aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. It's great to connect with you for this first episode of 2021. We're still in the midst of the COVID pandemic, which means that live events are not happening yet. But there is an opportunity coming up for you to begin to explore shamanic Reiki in the virtual setting. I will be leading shamanic Reiki level one, thanks to the magic of Zoom and the amazing power of both Reiki and shamanism to transcend time and space. And this is going to be happening the weekend of February 20th and 21st. And there is information and a link to sign up if you visit myshamaniclife.com and click over to the Shamanic Reiki training page. I hope you'll join us. It's a great opportunity to begin to explore energy healing and shamanic practices. And it's great for even Reiki practitioners who are looking to bring a little more shamanic feeling, shamanic flow into their sessions. When I pulled a card from Kim Cron's The Wild Unknown Animal Spirit deck for the daily energy in the Shamanic Flow Circle Facebook group, I pulled the dragon card, and dragon is a spirit element card that is associated with the third chakra. And it is about seeing past the ego, past the bullshit that you tell yourself about who you are, and really tapping into the energy of your true will and seeing the beauty in the world around you that is worth fighting for. And beauty in the natural world is what has me wanting to fight even harder than I have been in 2021. There are two things that I'm intending to manifest this year. The first is to turn Dancing Turtle Rescue and Rehab into a nonprofit organization with a long-term goal of creating a turtle sanctuary on a piece of restored wetland that is critical for helping my community mitigate the effects of climate change. So really tackling some big goals in the next few years. And the other thing that I've done is taken some steps to become a more active activist by aligning with the Center for Biological Diversity. And I'm going to be doing some text banking for them and taking advantage of some other volunteer opportunities until we're allowed to leave our houses again. And then I intend to get more on the front lines of things. It is time to stand up, really, physically, for what I believe in, and to fight for all of the beauty and the biodiversity in this world. So with that, I invite you to join me for a yoga practice. If you'd like to unroll your mat now, go ahead and get it out. And as I was thinking about how do I pull this dragon spirit energy into a practice, the dragon card is actually depicted as the dragon's eye. And it's because this energy is about seeing what is true, seeing past that ego self. And that means that we are seeing with inner vision. And the way that we tap into our inner vision is to really work with our intuitive center, which is our third eye center. And we strengthen that center through balance poses, working with the drishti, the focal point, strengthening the physical eye muscles as well as that intuitive muscle. And the nice thing about balance poses is that at the same time we're working on that inner vision, we're also strengthening our core, which is our third chakra energy, which is the focus of that dragon card. So let's move through a short balance sequence and play with that energy and just move and play and strengthen. So we're going to start our practice standing, and we'll stay standing until we come down to the end. So go ahead and stand on your mat near the top of the mat. Separate your feet hip to shoulder width apart, so a little wider stance than you might normally stand in mountain pose. And just take a moment to feel into this. Soften your knees and just begin to very lightly bounce on the mat. Not, you don't even have to jump, just bounce until you can feel that shaking up into the knees and then up into the hips. This is a very light little bounce that's happening, and feel each time you come down, you're bouncing down into the floor a little bit more. And then let your shoulders and arms start to come into the balance a little bit. And you might bounce a little to your right and a little to your left and go side to side. How does it feel to bounce towards your heels and then towards your toes and back and forth that way? Maybe even around in circles, circling your weight around the center of gravity in your feet. And if you chose to circle, circle in the other direction, bouncing very gently. Maybe your head is getting into this a little bit. Can you relax your neck and let the head kind of flow with that movement, whatever movement you're making? And if you were circling, see if you can come back into more over the center of your feet, bouncing, and then slow it down. And let the last movement just drop all the weight into your feet, so that you really feel your feet sinking down into your mat, into the floor, into the earth, rooting you down. So all of our balance work starts with this feeling of rootedness. And from there, we bring the energy into the third chakra area, the solar plexus, the core, to create some more stability. And from there, we move the energy up into the third eye, and that is the key to the balance. And all of our poses in yoga is to start from the ground and work your way up. So feel again the energy that's happening in your feet and legs right now. And then putting some more bend into your knees. So they're bent maybe a quarter of the way. Now hinge from your hips and fold over your thighs so that you're actually laying your belly onto your thighs. And if your belly doesn't reach your thighs, bend your knees a little bit more. So we're really allowing the hamstrings to completely relax. It's going to give you more flexibility. And let your upper body just drop onto your thighs. And from there, you can relax your head down toward the floor. Let your arms hang toward the floor. And then bend your elbows, grab opposite elbows, and hang your head into the frame that you're making with your arms. Now, just relax here for a moment. You might add a little swing or sway. Bring the weight forward a little bit more towards your toes so that it's truly over the center of your feet, and then get steady there. Now, keeping your knees bent enough so that your belly stays connected to your thighs, tilt your tailbone up to the sky. Again, we're keeping the weight right over the center of the feet so the feet are rooting down, and then feel your back really cascading out of your hips. This nice lengthening coming out. Relax your neck, your head and arms really heavy. Everything is drawing the back out of the hips. And then bring your attention to your breath and slow down right here. We created all this movement, all this bouncing, bringing the energy up. Now imagine any excess energy flowing out through the feet, falling out through the head, everything just flowing down into the earth. Keep tipping the tailbone to the sky. Slow the breath down a little bit more. Deepen. Deep inhale. Feel how as you inhale, your abdomen expands and presses into your thighs, which is going to bring that expansion around into the low back. And as you exhale, maybe you settle even more onto your thighs. So it's an inhale of expansiveness and an exhale of letting go. Surrendering. So each exhale, maybe you feel gravity pulling your head and arms closer to the floor. Breathe into that. Now release your arms. Keep your knees slightly bent. Tuck your chin in towards your chest and keep it there as you roll up very slowly, starting from your tailbone. Now draw everything in toward the spine as you stack your vertebra one on top of another. Take your time, each vertebrae working its way up until you unroll your upper back and then your shoulders, and then finally lift your chin just until your ears are on top of your shoulders. Relax your shoulders so your shoulder blades slide towards your hips and your hands hang toward the floor. Keep that chin down a little bit so that the bottom of your chin is level with the floor and the crown goes straight up. Now notice, is the weight still over the center of your feet? Maybe floating forward in space just a little bit more. Now feel your feet sinking down into the floor and your crown reaching up to the sky. Open your eyes here, look out ahead of you and find a spot that's about nose height. Gaze at that spot. Soft focus. And breathe. Deep breaths, feeling where you are in space right in this moment. Take another breath. Now with an inhale, sweep your arms out and up over your head. Bring your hands together at the top. And as you exhale, bring your hands down the midline of your body, right to your heart space. Rest your thumbs against your sternum. And then lift your heart into your thumbs so your shoulders roll down your back a little bit more. Keep your eyes on your focal point. Now shift your weight over into your left foot. And bring your right knee up about hip height in front of you. Just pause right there. Keep the heart lifted into the thumbs. Now lowering your knee a little bit, turn your knee out to the right side and bring the sole of your foot into the inside of your left thigh if you reach, otherwise the inside of your left calf, avoiding your knee joint. So either your toes are above your knee or your heel is below it. Coming into Vrikshasana, tree pose. Eyes still on that focal point. Breathe here. Feel your feet sinking down into the floor. Breathe with that. Now keep your hands pressed together. Go back up the midline until your hands are over your head. Nice breathing, eyes focused. Float your hands back down to the midline, back to your heart. Keep your eyes steady on that focal point. Turn your right knee forward. And as your foot disengages from your left leg, flex it. And then reach your heel back. Bend your left knee and set your right foot down 2 to 3 feet back with your toes turned out about 45 degrees. So we're setting up a warrior one. Left knee is bent over the heel. Drop into the outside edge of your right foot. Ground that down. Lift the arch. Lift your sternum into your thumbs. Hands still at the heart. Roll the right inner thigh in toward the left leg and back a little bit. Feel how your right hip point comes forward to square the hips. Reach your tailbone down. Lower the chin just a little bit so the ears are over the shoulders. Take another breath here. Now step your right foot forward next to the left and come back to standing in mountain with your hands at your heart. Lift your heart into your thumbs. Eyes steady on that focal point. Now shift your weight to your right foot. Lift your left knee up about hip height in front of you. Hold there for a moment. Now turn your left knee out to the left side. And bring the sole of your left foot either into your right thigh or into your right calf. Keeping your toes above your knee or your heel below. Heart stays lifted into the thumbs. Draw your navel in and up slightly to keep the heart lifted. Engaging the core, now take your arms up over your head. Reaching, hands stay together, eyes on a focal point, soften your gaze. Now bring your hands back down the midline to your heart. Lift your heart into your thumb. Now disengage your foot from your leg and turn the left knee forward. Hold there about hip height. Flex that foot. Bend your right knee as you step your left foot back. Set it down 2 to 3 feet back. Turn the toes out at an angle. And drop into the outside edge of your left foot. Check that your right knee is on top of your right heel. Internally rotate your left thigh to move that left hip point forward, squaring the hips. Drop your tailbone. Reach up through your crown and keep your heart lifted into your thumbs. Notice if you're lifting your shoulders towards your ears. Relax them. Drop the shoulder blades down. A couple more breaths. Eyes still out on that focal point. Draw the navel in and up again slightly. Feel the heart lift. On your next exhale, step your left foot forward to meet the right and stand back up into mountain pose. Now inhale, take your hands up the midline overhead and exhale, release your arms out and down to your sides. Relax your shoulders. Take a couple breaths, sinking the feet into the floor. We're warmed up. Take an inhale and sweep your arms up over your head. Now exhale your hands forward until they're about shoulder height. Lift your right arm a little higher than the left and cross your right elbow on top of the left elbow. Now bend both elbows and bring the backs of your hands together. If they meet and there's still room to deepen, pull your left hand in a little bit more and bring your palms together so that your wrists are crossed as well as the elbows. Reach up through your fingers. There's no need to grip with the hands. And if you find that you can't keep your hands together without gripping, go back to bringing the backs of the hands together instead. Move your elbows out and up just a little bit until you feel the openness happening across your upper back. Relax the shoulder blades down. They're going to broaden here. Now look past your hands and find your focal point again. And hinging at both the knees and the hips, sit down as if you're sitting back onto a chair, keeping the weight back toward the heels so your knees stay behind your toes. Reach your tailbone back as if that chair was right there and you were just about to sit down. Draw the navel in and up slightly so that the heart lifts through the arms. Now bring your weight into your right foot. Lift your left foot and cross your left leg over the right, putting your left foot down on the floor on the right side, or keep it lifted, or if it's appropriate, you can tuck your left toes behind your right calf. Draw the weight back and down just a little bit more while still reaching through your crown, keeping your eyes on that focal point, which might be a little higher than nose height at this point. Now unwind your arms. Bring your arms up over your head until your hands are shoulder width apart, palms facing each other. Press into your right foot. Lift your left leg off of the right. Bring that out in front of you. As soon as that knee is about hip height, flex your foot. Now press back through your heel. And this time, send your leg back without putting your foot down. So you're making a straight line down your left side from your left fingers to your left heel. Coming into warrior three. Now at this point, your upper body may come forward a little bit as you start to lean into this, and you may be working toward bringing your whole body and left leg parallel to the floor. The right foot presses into the floor and the right hip lifts to straighten that leg and strengthen it. So remember, we start our balance poses with the awareness of what's on the ground. Press that right foot into the floor. Now engage your core here, and just like we did in Warrior One, roll the left inner thigh toward the ceiling or toward the sky. That's going to turn the left pinky toe down toward the floor, the foot still flexed and the heels pressing back. That's bringing that left hip point toward the floor. It's leveling out the hips. As we do that, as we move weight out of the line of the right foot toward the floor, the core has to really work to hold those hips in place. Notice what's working. Keep the navel drawing in and up slightly. And check in with your breath. Keep breathing here, fueling the muscles. Breathe into that. Hold for another moment. And now bend your right knee. Step back with your left foot, land 2 to 3 feet back, spin your heel in to 45 degrees and drop it. Lift the left arch, put the outside edge down so your pinky toe and that whole outside of the foot is pressing down into the floor. At the same time, we're still rolling that left inner thigh in so the hip point still faces forward. Arms are up. Shoulder width apart overhead, breathe into that. Nice. Now bring your hands together overhead and lower your hands down to your heart. Step your left foot forward to meet the right and stand up into mountain pose. Your heart lifting into your thumbs, eyes on a focal point. Nice. Now take an inhale, sweep your arms up over your head. Lower your arms forward until they're about shoulder height and lift your left arm a little bit above the right. Cross your left arm over until the elbows are crossed. And then bend both elbows and bring the backs of your hands towards each other. Now, this might be a different experience on this side. Our shoulders tend to be asymmetrical. So if you can bring the backs of your hands together and there's still room without any strain, pull your right hand in a little closer. Cross the wrists so that your palms come together. Extend through your fingers. Keep your eyes on that focal point. And then bend your elbows and knees and sit back into chair. Keep the weight back, knees stay behind the toes, drop into your hips. Go a little bit deeper here. And now bring the weight over into your left foot. Lift your right foot, cross your right leg over the left. Maybe your toes find the floor. They can be just hanging out, or you can tuck them behind your left calf if that is appropriate for you. Avoid any cramping. Take a couple breaths here, eyes steady on that focal point. Shoulder blades moving down and broadening. Hips sitting back and down. The heart lifting up through the folded arms. Now start to unwind your arms. Send your arms up over your head. Bring them about shoulder width apart, palms facing each other. Now with the left foot pressing into the floor, lift your right leg off the left. Bring that knee forward about hip height. Flex your foot. And then start to reach your right foot back, keeping it off the floor and flexed. until you make a straight line from your right heel to your right fingertips. Upper body's coming forward a little bit as that leg lifts in the back, and we're maintaining that straight line. So if we're working on bringing the upper body parallel to the floor, we're also lifting that right leg up parallel to the floor as well. So you may not be fully parallel, totally fine. Press into your left foot. Lift your left hip so that leg straightens. Remember to strengthen down into the left foot. So really pressing that foot into the floor as if you were pushing the floor away with that foot. And then bring your awareness to your right pinky toe. And we're going to start to turn that down toward the floor by rotating the right inner thigh toward the sky and dropping the right hip point toward the floor until the hips are level with the floor. And here's where you feel the core engage. Bring your energy into that core. Now keep your eyes out ahead of you so that you're on a focal point. You may have to lower it a little bit, but keep your chin lifted so you can see your focal point out in front of you. And connect in with your breath. Keep your eyes steady on that focal point. Put a little bit of bend into your left knee. Reach back 2 to 3 feet with your right toes, land them. Turn the heel into 45 degrees and drop into the outside edge of that foot as your heel comes down. Lift your heart, arms up overhead. So we're in the full expression of Warrior One with the hips squared forward. Breathe into that. Bring your hands together, lower them down to your heart. Lift your heart into your thumbs. And on your next exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left. Straightening both legs as you stand in mountain pose, relax your shoulders down. Now with an inhale, lift your hands up the midline, soften your knees, and as you exhale, hinge from your hips so that your abdomen connects with your thighs as you fold forward, arms going out, and then the hands come down to the floor. Relax your neck, let your head hang. Soften the knees to make sure that your abdomen and thighs stay connected. Take a couple breaths. Now bend your knees a bit more deeply so that you can place your palms down about shoulder width apart underneath you. Spread your fingers, root down, and then 1 foot at a time, step back into downward facing dog. So your tailbone's going to the sky. That means you might need to bend your knees enough to allow that hip hinge, just like in that initial forward fold. Bring your head between your arms so you're looking back through your knees. Don't worry about where your heels are. They don't need to touch the floor. Take another breath here. And then release your knees down. Walk your hands towards your knees. Drop your hips to one side of your feet and swing your legs around in front of you. And then roll down onto your back. When you get down to your back, bring your knees into your chest. Hug them in. You might even lift your head and tuck your nose into your knees. Rock a little bit from side to side. Massage your low back with the floor. Check out how your body feels after those poses. Now, keeping the knees bent over the chest, relax your head to the floor and then drop your arms open to the sides so that you're making a letter T with your upper body. And then on your next exhale, bring your knees to your right elbow. Left hip comes off the floor as the knees come over, but try to keep relaxing your left shoulder down. Again, the knees may not make it to the floor, that's fine. Go as far as is comfortable. And if it's appropriate for you, you can turn your head to the left, look away from your knees. Take a few breaths here. Nice deep breaths. Feel that breath work its way down past the twist into your abdomen. Take another breath and then inhale and bring your knees back up over your chest. Pause here for a moment. And then on your next exhale, take your knees to your left elbow. The right hip comes up, the right shoulder still relaxed toward the floor. And if it's available, turn your head to the right to look away from your knees. Feel everything sink toward the floor as you focus your breath on moving through the spiral into your belly. Slow the breath down. Take another breath. Now inhale and bring your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees one more time. Lift your head if you'd like. Tuck in, rock a little bit. Settle into the floor and then release your head back onto the floor. Release your knees, drop your feet to the floor and then slide your legs out to flatten. Let your feet splay apart. Drop your arms out to the sides, turn your palms to the sky. Take a big breath in, and as you exhale, relax your body into the floor and close your eyes, preparing for final relaxation. And I'm going to leave you here to spend as much time in Savasana as you desire. Thank you for practicing with me. And honoring the divine light in all beings that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.